Turn with me to the 116th Psalm. Psalm 116. There's a lot in this psalm, and I don't intend to step through it. I want to speak from the first verse and just go on from there. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. And therefore, I will call upon Him as long as I live. We see here, he says, I love the Lord. There is here more than an expression from the psalmist out. There is really an expression that is a reciprocal expression. He says, I love the Lord. It is more so an expression of gratitude and thankfulness. He says, I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications. It's clear that there had been great difficulty. He says, the pains of death surrounded me. I called upon the name of the Lord. So the expression here, it could really be restated as something like, I cleave to the Lord in thankfulness. So it's useful for us to see something of the essence of our relationship to the Lord. It's not an expression of my ego. It's not something of an amulet or a talisman or something that I wear around my neck against problems or dangers. And because of that, the expression here is saying, I can express to you gratitude, thankfulness, even in great difficulties. And we have need to be able to express to the Lord the essence of who we are with Him at all times, even, as I say, in great difficulty. One way of thinking about it or expressing it is to think of what direction thankfulness flows. Thankfulness flows downhill. Let me just express it that way and then continue to talk, and hopefully that will make some sense. Because of who the Lord is, then there is a gradient of thankfulness. Now, verse 5 says, gracious is the Lord and righteous, yes, our God is merciful. Psalm 145 says, great is the Lord and His greatness is unsearchable. The believer, when he's in his right mind, so to speak, knows that he is on the receiving end from God. And thus, there is an expression, there is a sense that I am receiving from God. And because of that, we respond with back, so to speak, with thankfulness and worship. Psalm 145:3, great is the Lord and His greatness is unsearchable. That says that He is always above me, and I am downhill from Him, so to speak. Not the other way around. When my ego is exalted in my own heart, then could it possibly be that I have this sense that I am above things, and I cannot receive from God in that position. But when I understand where God is in relation to me, then I'm on the receiving end, and flowing back from that is worship and thankfulness. And we can use that as a test of our own hearts. We can use that as a test of our own hearts. Do I see God in that position? Am I still downhill, so to speak, from God? If so, there will be a natural flow from me back to Him. If not, it's just the case that thankfulness dries up. If there is an exaltation of myself to myself, then thankfulness dries up. So there is a test here of my own position before the Lord. And thus, this set of statements in Psalm 116 is useful for us. The psalmist is here in right position before the Lord. He's been in terrible difficulty, and yet he is able to look to the Lord, and there is worship and gratitude expressed. The test for each of us is there true worship and gratitude expressed, or is that in relation to what it ought to be, in relation to the past? In truth, is that dry? Can I express in truth? Does it flow naturally? That expression of gratitude and thanksgiving. Because for the believer, that is where we truly are in relation to God. We are on the receiving end. He is greater than we are at all points, and the doesn't come to till the fifth verse here, but the clear recognition of who God is in relation to me, and that He is giving me that which I have need of. If we're not in some poor me setting, then that will come out in a natural flowing manner. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple, and we will recognize that we are in so many situations among those who are in need of preservation, and that we are not in a naturally secure situation. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and He saved me. We are not in a naturally secure situation. In fact, we are in various ways in precarious situations, and God is the one who graciously cares for us spiritually, physically, emotionally. This is a test of the maintenance of gratitude, thanksgiving, and worship for the believer. Is that my flowing natural response? Is there a dry stream bed there? Clearly, such psalms help to prime the pump, give us again a sight of where we truly are in relation to God, and not just relying on natural means per se, in the same way, but instead relying on that which can only come from Him. So there's clear need for us to have that sight. Because thankfulness is fundamental to the believer. And the sight of God will produce that in us. If we're not producing thankfulness, we are not having clear sights of God. Instead, something has stopped up that flow for us. Either sight of a loss of sight of God, or that which is correlative, the sight of ourselves and our own circumstances as self-sufficient, too large, too much looking at ourselves, a sight of God will give us that needed restorative gratitude. Let's close in prayer.